Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
From Chicago, it's Don McNeil's Breakfast Club.
All right, well, here's the situation. Don's on vacation. Bob's on vacation. I'm Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. And so I'm going to fill in on today's Breakfast Club. And Fabulous Freddy's on 31st has dropped off some food featuring the Liam. Let me explain a little bit. Earlier last week, I had mentioned to you, Andy Mazur, mm-hmm. that Liam Hendricks was back after cancer diagnosis. And he threw out his first pitch, 96 miles per hour. I remember it. I watched it on TV. It was awesome. And Gilda's Club Chicago and Fabulous Freddy's have hooked up to welcome back Liam Hendricks. Bridgeport mainstay Fab Freddy's, Gilda's Club, Liam Hendricks working together to raise money for cancer. And how are they doing this, you ask? They have put together an idea. It was explained that Liam has a crazy pre-game meal that consists of a Philly steak sandwich with hot sauce and fries on top of it. So Fab Freddy's will duplicate Liam's pregame meal. It's called the Liam to all customers, especially White Sox fans, from now until the season is over. And $5 for each Liam sandwich sold, $5 will be donated to Gilda's Club. So that's what's happening.
It's perfect.
All right. A Liam, fries are placed on top of the Philly. And then a generous amount of hot sauce applied over the fries in the sandwich. And are we going to try one?
Well, I tried their pizza that's got a little bit of those same ingredients on it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And my mouth is burning.
Yeah, I did too. And my tongue is actually hanging out of my mouth trying to get cool.
It's that good. I mean, it really
is
good.
Delicious.
But it's like, wow, a little overpowering. I don't mind spicy food. But that one kind of hit me out of left field to complete the baseball pun.
And pairs well with black coffee, too, by the way.
And then you can order the spicy on the side. You don't have to get the spicy on the sandwich.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, you can always get everything on the side. I get my Andy Mazur on the side.
Thank you very much.
Fabulous Freddy's Italian Eatery. It's operated by the Daughters of Bridgeport. And it is on West 31st Street. I wrote the address down. Is it 701? Yeah, 701 West 31st Street. And you can go in there and order the Liam. And like Joe mentioned, here's how you can order it. You can ask for a Liam on top, where the fries will be directly placed on top of the Philly, and then a generous amount of hot sauce applied over the fries and sandwich. Or you can go with the Liam on the side, where both the hot sauce and the fries are served separately, and then the person can eat it in their own way. They can add a few fries, they can add sauce, whatever you want to do with it. But they have hooked up with Gilda's Club, and as I mentioned, for each Liam sandwich sold, $5 will be donated to Gilda's Club. He's doing, he did pretty well last night, did he not?
Yeah, 1-2-3, perfect top of the ninth inning. And then Jake Berger, of course, walked it off with a grand slam. So he got his first win. And his wife texted him after the game and said, "Do you realize that you won your first game of the year on National Cancer Survivors Day?"
Okay.
And it's the truth. It was yesterday.
That is spine chilling. Yeah. It is really wild.
So, I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God. Kudos.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing that he's been able to come as far as he has. I mean, this was January when he was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And just kind of continued that attitude. And he was saying that there were players all around the league, including Cubs pitcher Jameson Taillon, who went through testicular cancer, that were very supportive. It kind of gave him the idea of the way to look at things as far as how you approach the disease and what it would take to get back. And his rehab outings were terrible.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, adrenaline's not the same as it is in a big league ballpark, as you noticed by the 96-mile-an-hour fastball that he threw in his first pitch. And that first outing was a little rough. But since then, he's kind of found his way again. And what an inspiration he is to not only his teammates, but to the community, to cancer survivors.
Yep.
A guy, you know, Anthony Rizzo was the same way when he was here. Yes. with the Cubs as well. He had cancer when he was a kid and donates time and money to a lot of local hospitals still, even though he's with the Yankees now. It's a great platform for guys that have gone through it and guys that have the cachet to get the word out about it and to hook up with restaurants and Gilda's Club and make it so well known that people are going to be inclined, even if they don't like the sandwich or they're not a big fan of the White Sox, they can still do
helping.
This. They can still help because he's a human being and he's shown what a human being he is, the way he's handled everything and come back.
Well, that's incredible. And of course, Gilda's Club Chicago, really so helpful in supporting cancer patients and their families.
Yeah.
Just it's been around for forever. And Fabulous Freddy's, they've hooked up. They're welcoming back Liam Hendricks again. So pop into Fabulous Freddy's, 701 West 31st Street, and ask for the Liam. It's this pregame meal that consists of a Philly steak sandwich with hot sauce and fries on top. And $5 for each sandwich sold will go to Gilda's Club.
Pretty cool.
Thank you very much.